For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel. Some sports seem to be synonymous with America, like football and baseball. But a new sport is growing in the United States, esports. And Western Michigan University is planning to use $500,000 to turn the Little Theater into a brand new esports arena. WMUK's Amir Muhammad reports.
I'm just going to get a little bit of control up here on the top side, then rotate down to you. Okay, looks like Warwick was already here.
WMU students Nick James and Thomas Farragut are playing League of Legends, an online game that combines strategy and fantasy. Competitive gaming has become one of the world's hottest industries, with televised tournaments and competitions held all over the globe. According to Newzoo.com, an esports analytics website, esports revenue reached $700 million last year, and is expected to reach over $1 billion by 2020. University President Edward Montgomery's Initiative Fund has provided the funding for the esports structure, and project manager Scott Puckett is one of the brains behind the project.
What we're looking for is a community to build for our students. So that's kind of goal number one. We want to be able to have a spot for students to get together and use the facility, whether it's a club sport or, you know, creating another RSO or intramural sports.
An RSO is a resident student organization. Western already has one dedicated to League of Legends, and chapter president William Garrett Obama thinks the eSport facility will bring a new atmosphere to Western's gaming community.
So many people at Western play video games, and it will just give us all a spot to go and compete using stuff that we don't have access to. Like, my current computer right now isn't working, so I can't do anything, and I have to get it fixed before I can compete. So now if I was able to go there, I could, you know, play right now.
Despite esport growth, not everyone is thrilled with the facility. Community members have taken to Facebook and Reddit calling the facility a waste of money and questioning its purpose. But with the growth of esports in the U.S., project team member Michael Sisk thinks the center will justify itself in time.
I think now is a good time to get in on it, and I think maybe the president and his cabinet recognize that as far as, you know, we're not early adopters necessarily. We're not the first ones to do this, but it's also early enough that we can say, oh, well, we're one of the first.
Right.
And there's a lot to look at there, as especially long-term, as far as, like, branding and, like, you know, attracting students to the university. As far as, like, hey, you know, we're one of only five universities in Michigan that has an esports team.
Western alum and esports fan Robert Paul thinks the facility will help eliminate some of the stigma about gaming.
Oftentimes, video games are associated with, like, lonerism and being locked away in one's room and, you know, spending hours and hours and hours by yourself. But it's really not like that, honestly, because oftentimes the people who do put in a lot of time in video games are hanging out with someone. It's just they're on Skype or Discord or, you know what I mean? They're talking to a friend that maybe they've never even really met in real life through the computer.
Student reaction to the project has also been a bit of a mixed bag, but League of Legends player Nick James says he has high expectations for the venue.
I want to see the ability to hold tournaments. Like, I want to have, like, two teams of five people able to get into a lobby and play against each other competitively, and I want other people to be able to watch. Like, even if it's just, like, 5 or 10 people. Like, that's more than we have right now. I want to be able to, like, create something, like, with the rest of the league community here in Kalamazoo. That would be cool.
Current plans for the project will include 22 workstations to let students compete and build skill at the club level. The intent is for the space to be open to many different competitive esport events, and the facility is meant to allow for the development of academic programming. The Western Esport Gaming Center is expected to be open this fall.
Dude, is he dead?
He's trying.
Gets out with 50 health.
For WMUK, I'm Amir Muhammad.